who did not build their house, but destroyed their house. What we need to do is consider the consequences upon our family of our words and our actions. What we do makes a difference. It's one thing when you are solo, you're by yourself, you're not married, you don't have children, you still have an impact on your parents, but you don't have anybody you're responsible for. Once you're married, you have responsibility to that person. Once you have children, you have responsibility to those little people. And so your decisions, there are consequences, and you need to consider the consequences of your words and your actions. The temporary consequences. Some of those temporary consequences are what? Moms, anybody got a temporary consequence of your words or actions? I probably could give you a pretty good example by getting on the floor and stomping my feet and having a fit. How many of you have ever seen the temporary consequences of your words or actions cause a fit in a child? Yeah, they throw a fit, but it's temporary. Guys, understand it's temporary. Children need to hear the word no. Children need to be told they're wrong when they are. They need to be told no so that they don't expect it all the time. They need to be told to wait. God answers our prayers that way too. I've prayed and God said no. I've prayed and God said yes, and I've prayed and God said wait. And moms need to have the same understanding that our consequences, so sometimes our temporary consequences are going to be a fit, but the long-term consequences will be better. If we give in to the short-term consequences of every little fit and say, okay, well, hey, okay, you can have it, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I upset you. What are we going to do? Spoil them. Going to turn little demons, monsters out of them. Because they get their way with everything. Children don't need to get their way with everything. I'm sorry, kids. That's just the way it is. Can we go get Curtis? Yeah, bring all the kids in. Yeah. Y'all didn't know I was going to be preaching today? So they need to be told no sometimes. There are temporary consequences, and then we need to consider the long-term consequences. The things we do now will make a difference down the road. If we lay the right foundation, then we'll have better consequences down the road. But if we give in now, if we don't put in the work now, then the consequences down the road will be negative. There were two men Jesus told us about that built a house, right? And the one man built his house on the sand. He just went and found a spot, thought the view was good, and he just started building. And I don't know, but I imagine they had the same plans, the same design, the same front, the same paint. Everything was the same except one thing. The wise man built his house upon the rock. In fact, the Bible says he dug deep. He dug deep. He got down to the stone. And there he laid the foundation, and upon that he built his house. Same design. It wasn't the walls. It wasn't the roof that was the problem. It was the foundation. Guys, raising children, teaching children doesn't begin when they're 7. Getting them to follow Jesus doesn't begin when they're 12. We need to start from the very beginning. When they go to bed at night, saying their prayers. Before they eat, saying their prayers. Always singing, Jesus loves me, all that kind of stuff. Guys, introduce Jesus early and often into their lives so that they can learn Jesus throughout their life, so that they won't one day they say, what? Jesus who? That's our job as parents. And a wise woman builds her house, and a foolish woman tears it down. By the way, you know, when I think of mom, and I've got my mom, and I'm so glad that she's with us, and that she's in our home 3, 4, 5 days a week. And I'm grateful for that relationship with my mom. But when I think of my mom, I think of a very loving mom. When I think back and look at my childhood, I don't really remember. I remember one time my brother got smacked. Wow. In the face. How many times do you think I got smacked? No. Took my little book out and said, yep, don't do that. By the way, guarantee he deserved it. One time I saw him get. That was it. I don't remember what he did. But I remember I didn't ever do it. And so my mom was and is a very loving, nursing, caring mom. Her tone, her touch, very loving, very loving. Guys, it's so important that we instill that in our children. And I don't want to just talk about moms today because it's important for dads to do it too. But moms, your children need you to hug them. They need you to scratch their back, whatever. But just love them. Let them feel that nurse, that loving mom. They need that. If we get it from anywhere in our lives, we need it from our moms. You say, well, I didn't do that when my kids were growing up. Then start today. Start today. Show them love. My dad never told me he loved me that I can recall growing up. It wasn't until he was dying that he finally came around to start saying that he loved me. And I don't know that it had a negative consequence in my life. I don't feel that it did. But I know that I needed that in my life with my dad. And so I know that you need that with your mom. And so if you haven't done it, then start today. Verse 4. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean. Now, I like to stick with the Word of God, but just read that this way. Where no children are, the house is clean. That's the Pahokee translation. I love a clean house, don't you? Man, I want everything right where it goes. Those days are over. I'm 48 years old, got a 1-year-old in the house. I will never have a clean house again, I guarantee it. Where there are no children, the crib is clean. No oxen, the crib is clean. When you have children, you're going to have to clean up behind them. There are two drawings. Brother Thurman, did you see this at my house yesterday? You probably didn't. Did you see that marking on the wall, the little Sharpie on the wall, where it looked like a 2-year-old drew on the wall? That's exactly what it is. When Reagan was a little one, she found a Sharpie. And she was, kids were quiet. I didn't hear her anywhere. Daddy daycare is the best. Hush, I'm preaching up here. Those of you online, that's our producer back there interrupting our. So daddy daycare. And Reagan was quiet, and I wondered where she went. And I found her in there with a Sharpie drawing on the wall. And so somebody said, what are you going to do with it? Leave it there. Leave it there. Look, if there weren't any kids, the house would be clean. If there weren't any kids, we'd do laundry once a week. Sometimes we do it twice a day now. But where the oxen are, there's much strength. But there's much strength by the ox. Guys, children are a joy in our lives. They add to our lives. They bless us, don't they? I know it can be on the other side where there are a lot of work. That's what he's saying, though. It's a lot of work to be a mom. It's a lot of work to be a parent. But they're a blessing. It fills our lives. It gives us great joy. It's very rewarding. And so, with all that comes with the children, appreciate the good that comes with the children. At some point, I know that we could stay behind them. And by the way, if I see their socks on the floor, I don't pick up socks, not their socks. I go find them. I might have to walk a mile to find them. But they'll pick up their own socks. That's part of the training. That's part of the teaching. And it always takes longer to teach them how to wash the dishes, how to bake the cake, how to clean whatever it is. It takes longer to teach them. You could have it done quicker yourself. But they need to learn how to do it. When I was running a restaurant in college at University of Central Florida, we would have 18, 19-year-old people come to college that didn't know how to sweep and didn't know how to mop and didn't know how to wash dishes. Please don't let that be your children. They need to learn how to function on their own. Look, I'm all for marriage. We did a wedding yesterday. Y'all remember little Tony, Marge's grandson? He got married yesterday. And so I did his wedding yesterday. And I'm all for marriage. But a man ought to know how to cook and clean and do laundry and fold clothes and clean the bathrooms. Amen. That was men saying that. I was expecting women to say that. Men, you need to be able to cook for yourself. Right? And ladies, you need to know how to change a tire. You need to know how to check the battery. You need to know how to, mow the grass, take out the garbage, all these. See, we have these women's jobs and men's jobs. You need to know how to do each one. Because there's no guarantee you're going to have somebody there to do it with you or for you. And so just be independent in that regard, and won't that be a blessing? Anyway, where there are no oxen, the crib is clean. Guys, this applies for the oxen, it applies to children, and it applies in the church. You know how wonderful it would be, how easy it would be if nobody in the church ever had any trouble? No trouble. You know, there wouldn't be any trouble. That'd be great. But a lot of ministry is dealing with those troubles and helping people see the hand of God in their lives. So much ministry comes from those troubles. And it happens in the church too. It's a great verse. I love that verse. Chapter 31. When I was listening to you give testimonies about your moms, there was one word that kept coming up. In verse number 10, he says, "Who can find a virtuous woman?" Now, I know when we think of virtuous, we have different ideas of what that means. It means one thing. I believe Sister Wanda said, strong as what? Somebody says strong as nails or tough as nails. So strong, that's what that word means. Strong. Spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically. Whatever the sense, the word virtuous means strong. Who is he that can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? We've had this image painted in our minds that women are very weak and timid, and that men are very strong, right? Brutus and olive oil. Those are our pictures. But the truth is that the Bible says, find a strong woman. The Bible says to be honored is a strong, not some little weak idea of a woman. Now, I'm not against weakness. If you say, well, I like to be, that's fine. But the Bible says strong woman. Strong woman. Strong in her mind, strong in her heart, strong in her body. Capable. Her price is far above rubies. If we read the verses that follow, we'll find this woman that he's describing here is industrious. She's a hard worker. She finds things to do. In fact, she's got self-control. She's got discipline in her life. This is the strength of a woman that we're looking for here. That we're looking, he says, who can find it? Far treasure, to be treasured above all things. Verse number 27, he says, she looks well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. She's not lazy. Now, when we look at our society today and we look at the home today, unfortunately, we have a lot of people who have given up on parenting. They don't want to be inconvenienced with these children that they brought into the world. I think of our teachers. Erica's back there, and I know she has children in her class. I know, without asking her, that she's got children in her class who don't get the attention at home that they need. Because the parents have selfish motivations. We need moms to look after the children, to participate in their children's lives. And how wonderful it is, as I look around and I see grandparents that are also participating in their children's lives. My uncle texted a picture of my grandmother this morning, and I said, well, we were blessed. What a blessing it was for me to have my grandmother in my life on a regular basis. And so if that's the role that you have, treasure that. Make the most of it. Let them see the love in your heart come out through your life. She eateth not the bread of idleness. Now, that's not to say she never takes a vacation or takes a break. But she's not lazy. Not lazy. Why? Because she's an example. Men, we're examples. We've got to be the example. And if we're lazy, they see that. And we've seen what happens when we show the next generation how you can be lazy and still survive. You can be lazy and still get paid. And so nobody wants to work anymore. Don't get me started on that one. I'm walking on. Verse 20. She stretches out her hand to the poor. I heard that example back here. Nobody was around her in need if she was able to solve it. That's the testimony we heard. She helps where she can. She has a compassion for others. We always have that idea, you know, come to grandma's house. Have you eaten, baby? Going to feed you. And that's that idea. But this is what he describes here in verse 20, isn't it? You want a sandwich? Let me make up some food for you. She stretches out her hand to the poor. She reaches forth her hands to the needy. She recognizes needs and helps as she can. Compassion. We need that. Moms, we need that. Grandma, we need that. I'm not excluding the men, but this is Mother's Day. We need this character, this in our lives. Verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing. Oh, it doesn't say she wears Gucci. Doesn't say she has $1,000 pair of shoes. What does she cover herself with? She covers herself with strength and honor. You want to see what her character is? Strength and honor are her character. Strength, there it is again, virtuous, strength, strong. We heard it, strong woman. Tough as nails, strong woman. Strength and honor are her clothing. Not fancy fashion, but godly character. Verse 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom. Unfortunately, people get the idea sometimes that they're, you know, that it's okay to gossip, tell stories. And I know that a lot of times people will tack that on to women. But I've seen Andy Griffith, and I know it works the other way. Men can gossip too. And so we won't pull any punches on that one, right? But look at what he says here in verse number 26. He says, she opens her mouth with wisdom. Her tongue is the law of kindness. Mentioned earlier in Sunday school how that in our church somebody will be mentioned and people will say, I just love that person. I just love them. Oh, they're so great. Oh, they're so wonderful. I just love them. I appreciate them so much. And I hear that testimony about y'all. No matter where I go, I hear that testimony about y'all. Guys, it's great to be part of a church that loves each other. Builds each other up instead of tearing each other down. Back to verse 1, right? A wise woman builds her house. That's, whether it's our home, whether it's our business, whether it's our country, whether it's our church, we need to be building up, not tearing down, with our words and with our actions. Everything we do has consequences. Consequences for us, consequences for our family, and if we're married, if we have children, consequences for our family that way too. We need to be mindful that our lives have consequences and build up. Yes, cleaning up after the oxen is a hard, stinky job. But you go out there with a hoe and a rake and get in the garden and try to work it that way, and you'll go look for an oxen. Guys, once our children grow up, they add to our lives. They contribute to our lives. When they're little, I know all they do is poop and eat, but you know, but they're cute at least, right? So we fall in love with them when they're making the biggest mess, don't we? When they're the most work, when they can't do anything for themselves, and then once they become independent, our love should increase. not decrease. We should appreciate them more and more. I'm thankful for my mom. And I'm thankful for moms in my life who have ministered to me. They weren't my mother, but they treated me like a son. And I appreciate that. God's been good to us. He's given us great moms. Let's stand. If you're here this morning and you say, well, you know, I want to honor my mom in a great way. What can I do? Well, you can love her. But you know, you could also give your life to God and walk with God, and your mom will be so proud. I've probably shared the testimony of a time when my nephew was staying in my home, and he got born again. And he ran in there and he called his mom, and he said, "Mama, Mama, I got saved." And she said, "Oh, that's wonderful." And he said, "Mama, are you saved?" And she said, "Oh, yeah, I've been saved for years." And yet here was a 12, 14-year-old boy now going to heaven. But his mama never directed him that way. How sad. Mama, we have a responsibility to show our children the way to God, to be an example, to build up and not tear down. God, I pray that today we've honored moms. We're thankful for the example that they've given us. And I pray that you will take this time, God, to build our hearts and draw us to you. To show us in our hearts the appreciation for our mothers. In Jesus' name, amen. The altar's open. If you want to come and kneel and pray, you want me to pray with you, I'll be glad to. If you say, "Pastor, I just don't quite understand how to be saved," would you come right now and just say, "I want to get saved"? I'll walk you through it. Maybe you're already born again, but you want to get baptized. Ready to bury your past in the waters of baptism, to be risen, to walk in newness of life. You ready to make that decision? This is your opportunity. Or you've got a burden on your heart, you want me to pray with you, but I'll be glad to. This is your opportunity right now. Appreciate your attendance, your attention this morning. Anything before we're dismissed? So glad to see Sister Lana's family, including Brother Forrest. We're glad you're here today, brother. And I don't know if y'all recognize this couple over here in the front, Brother Jimmy and Sister Grace. So glad y'all are back. Amen. And we're glad that you came today. And so glad you... Is there anybody here today and you've never been here before? Anybody? Everybody's been here before at least one time? All right. I thought so, but I just want to make sure. All right. Don't forget, 6 o'clock tonight, Brother Kyle Sheely, that was up here playing the guitar, is going to preach for us tonight. So why don't you come back and hear him preach this evening? And I told him, since he is a preacher and I always only ask him to sing, I'd go ahead and ask him to preach tonight. All right. Anything else? All right, 6 o'clock tonight, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Michael Wright, dismiss us, please.